Right, from Shaw and Partners, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very, very good morning, Mike.
Boom, chucka, lucka, lucka, lucka. I mean, come on, dairy, come to the party. This has got to move the needle, doesn't it?
I think so. So another global dairy trade update overnight. And after what has been, Mike, you'd have to describe it as a very strong start to the year, wouldn't it? A halting, what looked like it was a sort of an accelerating decline before Christmas. You had that continual weakness in global dairy trade results. Then you had a bit of a spectacular turnaround on the 6th of January. Another big move in early February as well. And last week, the global dairy trade pulse auction seemed to indicate that the demand was still there. That has been evidenced again overnight, a 3.6% rise in the global dairy trade index. So that index now recovering most of the ground from the weakness that we saw in the last quarter of 2025. Unfortunately, for all the croissant lovers out there, you've had a 10.7% lift in butter. That average price there is $6,347. That fell in December to $5,000, so a material bounce there. Mozzarella up 5%, your key products, 3% lift in skim milk powder, 2.5% lift in whole milk powder. Skim milk powder has been the star recently. That is now hitting levels we haven't seen since 2022, so going back quite a long way. Whole milk powder, not quite as notable, material lift from those December lows. So, that milk farmgate milk price now looking very solid. So you are looking ahead to more good cash flows for the rural sector, and importantly, the supply-demand balance seems to indicate demand is still robust.
Correct.
Mike.
One of the banks went back to midpoint 950, so I think we'll hear from Fonterra on that. Now, Anna, come on in. What's she got to say, do you reckon?
Well, yeah, they step up, the RBNZ step up and inform us of their view on inflation, where the OCR should be, and most importantly, where they think it's going to go. Now, look, Mike, the only comment I'd make at this, we tend to fixate a little bit on the level of the OCR, don't we? And I think overly so sometimes, because need I remind everyone, the country and the economy has performed very well historically with an OCR set higher than 2.25%. So, but be that as it may, it's important. Look, this is not just an OCR review. It's a full monetary policy statement, so there's a bit of an exercise in reading this afternoon, and contrary to modern day thinking, I think you need to read it, not just do an AI summary, but then again, maybe I'm a dinosaur. Look, for commentators, interesting parties, economists, it's also first time for the new governor under the spotlight, so there'll be an element of getting used to a new person at the helm. It's a tricky statement, Mike. It's the first in monetary policy committee meeting without the old guard of Orr and Hawkesby, but the trickiness, not so much around the level of the official cash rate, that's staying at 2.25, but around how they are seeing economic development.
Yeah.
And so here's the key questions the market's looking for. How are they viewing stronger growth? How are they viewing a higher starting point for inflation, because it's now over the band at 3.1? What's their assessment? I think you were talking just now about the growth potential.
Yep.
What's their assessment of that growth potential? How fast can we grow without creating inflationary pressure? What's the view on spare capacity? We assume that further easing is off the table. Look, all will be revealed, and we'll give you a full report tomorrow morning, and can't wait.
Yeah, no, it's going to be a good afternoon. Food, so everyone focused on the chocolate, which is the usual idiocy around it, but they're interesting numbers. Something's happened in January, hasn't it? January has gone weird.
It's gone weird. We're seeing an unusual sort of move in data. Inflation really is the key. Stats New Zealand for the RBNZ, Stats New Zealand released, these are the selected price indexes yesterday. So you've got roughly 50% of the components in there. Food prices have jumped quite a chunky 2.5% in January, but that was following a 0.3% fall in December. So you've now got annual food price inflation at sort of 4.6%. So that's kind of a little bit problematic. We're always interested in the categories. Meat, poultry and fish up 8.9%, the grocery food group up 4%, global demand for protein, that's if you're a beef and porterhouse sirloin steak eater, it's up almost 23%. We've got the usual conniptions around what's happening with white bread, which is up 57.9%. You know the answer there, don't eat it,
dead right.
Yeah. Takeaway coffee, I thought this would be interesting. Average price of a takeaway coffee, $5.16 a cup, which I think is still kind of okay. And the last comment I would make, Mike, the rubbish is still cheaper. Soft drinks and potato chips, they're going down in value. The good stuff's going up.
Yeah.
It makes no sense.
No, it does not. What are the numbers?
The Dow Jones. So US markets are relatively stable. The Dow Jones is up 5 points, which is nothing really, 49,507. And the S&P 500 pretty much unchanged as well, 6837. A small loss at the moment on the NASDAQ. It's down 35 points. That's 0.15% to 22,512. The FTSE 100 had a good night, up 82 points, 0.8%, 10,556. The Nikkei was down 0.4%, 56,566. All our good friends in China are still enjoying the Chinese New Year, so no update there. The Aussies yesterday gained about 0.25%, 8,958 the close. The NZX 50 unfortunately fell 0.33%, 86 points, 13,031. Kiwi dollar on the wholesale markets, 0.6026 against the US dollar, 0.8536 against Aussie, 0.5094 euro, 0.4452 against the pound, 92.55 Japanese yen. Bitcoin's still under pressure. Gold is trading at $4,875 and Brent crude $67.17.
Look forward to catching up tomorrow. Andrew Keller, who's Shaw and Partners.